Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you. And you know what that means? It's church tonight. We look forward to our midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. We'll be talking a little bit tonight about the believer, being an example of the believers, Paul told Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 4. And we'll look forward to that study together this evening. And I hope you're planning on being in church where you go to church, that you'll be in your place and you'll be a blessing to your church and to your pastor. And I do appreciate those of you who send us prayer requests from time to time. And I want to be assured, Melanie praying for you and your husband, Gary, and Danny praying for your need there, and Sylvia, of course, for your health, and Cassandra for your situation. And we're lifting these needs up in prayer every day, asking God to intervene and to show himself strong on behalf of his people. And so if you have a prayer request or a blessing you'd like to share with us, we'd love to hear from you. You drop me an email, pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, and I think Bob gives you that information at the end of the broadcast as well. Or you can call and leave a message for us, and we'd be happy to take it off the machine and pray together with you for the needs and watch God work and answer prayer. Now, if your Bible's nearby, I want you to go to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. We're all very familiar with verses 8 and 9. Where the Bible says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." This tells me that you and I were not created to conform. We were not created to compare. You and I were not created to compete. You and I were not created to compromise. You and I were created to contribute to the kingdom of God on earth. We were created to make a significant difference with our life. Now, it's interesting here. The word workmanship here is a word which means a thing made or produced with effort, object, and design. It's a work of art, especially a poetic product, a masterpiece. Do you get that? So when it says we are God's workmanship, it really are God's poetic masterpiece. God's the poet. He's the sculptor. He's the artist. We're the masterpiece. In Romans 1 and verse 20, where it says, "The invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead." The things that are made, that's that same word, has used as workmanship in Ephesians chapter 2. So God's other poetic masterpiece is the entire creation of the heaven and the earth. From the majestic mountains to the breathtaking oceans, from the beautiful flowers to the flowing rivers, from the sensational sunsets to the glorious stars. This beautiful creation, this wonderful work of art, is God's handiwork in the heavens. And it testifies every day to God's goodness and love and mercy and power. And so we see it in creation. And you'd have to be foolish not to believe in God and his goodness from the witness just of creation. That testifies of the divine nature and eternal power of God. The heavens and the earth are a majestic masterpiece, a majestic poem about God. Now, the masterpiece of God, or the poetic work of God, is to be seen by the human eye. And yet it's also supposed to be felt by the human heart. And it should be experienced by the human mind and heard by the human ear. This workmanship of God, this masterpiece of God, is not to be hid under a bush or concealed in a room or buried under the ground. It should be clearly seen and manifested to the world for all to see, so they can get a glimpse of the wonderful heart of God. So God is the artist of the most magnificent masterpiece. And not only his creator, but that's what he's doing in our life after salvation. There's only two poetic masterpieces of God: the creation and the new creation of a person who has been born again by faith in Jesus Christ. Both are his handiwork. Both are to be created as a witness and a testimony to the goodness and love of God in our heart. Both are intended to draw a person closer to God. There's a great summons, a great invitation, a great call coming from God to all his people to allow him to make you a masterpiece for him. So this new creation in Christ, it isn't just to miss hell. It isn't just for our redemption. It isn't just for simply wait out our time until Jesus comes back. No, it is not to lie dormant inside of a person, but it's for the purpose of good works. We're created in Christ for good works. We're ambassadors for Christ, it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Now, those good works don't originate from our own strength, our own power, but it's his power working in us and through us. The good works are God's poetry, God's inspiration, God's heart, God's goodness in action. Those works, those good works, which come forth from God's power within us, will inspire and heal and touch and mend and restore people's lives. We're all called to the ministry that touches the heart, soul, and needs of people. We're instrumental in bringing the works of God's goodness to the world. Now, there's no doubt, all of us produce works in our life, but what kind of works are we producing? What kind of works are coming out of our mouth, our hands, our hearts? Are we wise master builders, as Paul said, building a masterpiece on the foundation of Jesus Christ? Or are we building works of selfishness and pride and lust and greed and anger on that foundation that is a sinking sand? What are you building? Do our works touch people with the goodness of God? Do our works touch people with the love of God? Do our works glorify God and testify to his goodness? What does your building look like? You know, Jesus said in John 14, verse 12, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." Boy, that's an amazing, amazing verse and an amazing promise. As believers, we're to be doing the same works that Jesus did, and then even greater works. What an honor! What a responsibility! But do you believe that you can do the same good works Jesus did? Do you believe you can do even greater than what Jesus did? Will also do. That's no doubt or debate about it. Not just a possibility. You can do, and I can do, the good works Jesus did. In fact, we can do greater works. That's his promise. God giving us the ability and the power through our union with Christ in the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and together it produces works of love and goodness and power. Jesus is not physically walking upon the earth, so we have to continue to do his works. In Christ, we heal the brokenhearted. In Christ, we set the captives free. In Christ, we hold forth the word of life. In Christ, we love people with compassion. In Christ, we break the grip of spiritual bondage. We even do greater works in Christ by leading people into the new birth, putting their faith in Jesus Christ. And then they receive the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. They're clothed in the righteousness of Christ. They're reconciled to their Heavenly Father. And they're freed from the penalty of sin. You see, Philippians 2:13 says, "It is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure." When you dissect and define that verse, it would sound like this. God is the one who is constantly putting forth his energy in you, both in the form of you being desirous of and of your doing his good pleasure. Did you get that? It is God who is constantly putting forth his energy in you, both in the form of you being desirous of and of your doing his good pleasure. Now, God's good pleasure is for us to do the works that he's prepared for us to do. He's constantly giving us spiritual power and pouring his zeal into us so we can accomplish what he wants us to do and what he has planned for us to do. That zealousness to do good works is a partnership with God. And we're laborers together with him. And we bring the acts of God's goodness to people who are in desperate need to understand God's love and God's healing touch. So God can energize our desires. God energizes our zeal. But we have to seek Him first, and we're to love Him with all our heart and all our soul and all our mind and all our strength. There's only one way to live the Christian life, and that is completely, wholly, totally dedicated to Him. That's why we're to have no other gods before Him. We take rid of all the idols, all the other commitments to our life, and we give our lives, as Romans says, as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. Then God is free to accomplish what He would want in us and through us. Don't ever let your zeal for God and your zeal to do good works for Him to fizzle out. Your status as a masterpiece is true. And it isn't because of how healthy you are. It isn't because of how accomplished you are. It isn't because how moral you are. You're a masterpiece because of what God has done in your life by grace. None of us are deserving. It's by His grace. And His grace is His undeserved favor, but His grace is also His ability for our insufficiency. His sufficiency for our insufficiency, His ability for our inability. If you have been newly and wonderfully created in Christ Jesus as a new creature, He saved you, not just so you'd miss hell, but that you might live in relationship with Him and do the works that He has planned for you to do, that others may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. You're a masterpiece. Did you know that? I'm a masterpiece. There's no one else like you, and there's no one else like me. God's working on us. And I want to be His workmanship, His masterpiece, to show forth His glory and His goodness and His love and His kindness and His grace and His mercy to this old world. I hope you allow God to be the artist and say, God, make my life a masterpiece for Your glory. Well, that's Ephesians 2 and verse 10. And I'll look forward to tomorrow. On tomorrow in the broadcast, I want to talk to you a little bit about our speech. For that we would speak for His pleasure in our speech. The Bible says, Jesus made this statement, I do always the things that please Him. Wow. None of us could say that. We can say we want to always do the things that please Him, but none of us can say we always do. But that's the goal. And so one of the goals is, what about in our speech? Well, we'll address that tomorrow on the broadcast, all right? Well, I look forward to seeing some of you in the church service tonight as we gather together for a midweek service at 7 o'clock right here at Bible Baptist Church. And then the rest of you, you come back and meet with us on the radio tomorrow morning. And again, thanks a lot for listening to Words to Encourage Radio. And remember that we're praying for you. We appreciate so much those of you who pray for us and who occasionally will send in a gift to help with the expenses of the radio. We appreciate that so very much. Have a great Wednesday, everyone. And until tomorrow, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.